Part 2, Student Interview, Use of Graphs Produced with Tactile Materials.
Some advantages to graphs like these are that they're real easy to tell what is what. The labels, for example, the weeks, they're going across the bottom here, and the label is given just below the actual graph. And like, for example, the stuff that's going up and down is given right here. It says Mrs. Ashton's antibody count. This was obviously a biology graph. And I can tell that there's also another line, but I can tell that after week one, I can go up here and tell that her antibody count was maybe, wait, let's see, what's this other line here? Oh, this.
John reads from the descriptions brailled onto the graph.
Oh, this other line is the antigen count. So antibodies and antigens, it's a biology graph. But I can tell you right now that at week one, there's also a point at week one, the antigen count is, the antibody count rather, is low, while the antigen count is very high. Week two, I can tell you that the antibody count increases slightly with a dramatic increase in the antigen count. Week three, the antibody count is still about the same. It actually goes down a little bit, but so does the antigen count. And the same thing with four, except for this now, both the lines are pretty close together because the antigens keep coming down. And by week five and week six, they're almost touching. So I can tell clearly what is what on this graph. There's no other lines to get in the way like there was in geometry. And there's no real difficult part about reading it. They also have letters for the lines on the right-hand side. And Z, Y, and X are the three letters. So this is X right here. This is Y, or no, this is Z right here along the bottom. This is Y, this second line right here, and this is X, which is the pipe cleaner. The reason I didn't mention line Z in my description of the graph is that all throughout all the weeks, it has remained flat. But I'm able to tell that, so.
And does it help you to have the different lines be in the different textures?
Yes. Yes, because right here I can tell that the line where the weeks is done, is in like hot glue. This one is done in the puffy paint. I can tell because that's a thinner line. This one is with the wiki stick, and this one is with a pipe cleaner.
And here's another example. You want to talk about this one with how they intersect.
Okay. Muscle, capillary vein. See, this is the amount of gases. So the column going around here is the amount of gases that they have. And this thing on the bottom says lung, and then it says muscle, vein, and it's capillary. So it's like the capillary muscles in the veins. And what's cool here is that as it goes farther across, you can tell that the amount of gases in the lung it just gets higher. The percentage gets higher. It says amount of gases, which is in percentage. And as you go across, you can tell that the pipe cleaner just gets higher and then it levels off. That's another important thing. You need to know, you not only need to be able to identify when the graph begins to go up, but you also need to know where the plateau is. And I think that with a pipe cleaner showing this line, that's pretty easy to do. You can see it levels out right here at about maybe 100, maybe just a little bit below 100. And this line is the amount of oxygen in your lungs as time goes on. And you can see that it starts close to 100 and it levels off. This is if somebody held their breath, obviously. This is, it shows that it levels off right about here. And that value is maybe somewhere between it's like somewhere around 25, maybe even a little less, maybe 15 or so. You can also tell where these two lines intersect, and it looks like they intersect right at about 50-50. It's not the case in all graphs, but it does make it possible for you to answer any question that the teacher may ask about the graph and about what it shows correlating to what.
If both lines were done in WikiSticks or both lines were done in the pipe cleaner, do you think it would be as easy to read?
No, it would be very hard to read, as a matter of fact, because I would have trouble keeping the two lines straight. I would forget which line is what. I mean, there's nothing to signify them as being different from the other one. I could probably get it eventually, but I would spend much more time gathering that information.